With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Republican Senator Tom Cotton of Arkansas says Kamala Harris still supports amnesty and a pathway to citizenship for those who've crossed into the country illegally. He says she's on record.
Those are her own words on camera. And until she comes out and explains where she stands, and if she has flip-flopped, to explain why she flip-flopped and when she flip-flopped, the American people are going to take her at her word.
Those planning to protest during the Democratic National Convention are at odds with Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson.
An attorney representing the group filed an emergency injunction last night to stop the city from activating the restrictions. Organizers say the city's banning stages and platforms, portable toilets, tents, and sound equipment. City officials say the changes are needed due to multiple groups planning to protest.
That is correspondent Tayshia Stevens reporting. Some big trouble for the Big Apple mayor.
Federal prosecutors have issued subpoenas to Mayor Eric Adams, his campaign arm, and City Hall in a probe into the Democrats' 2021 run. Adams says he has done nothing wrong, adding his team is cooperating fully. At issue, the feds requested information about the mayor's schedule, his overseas travel, and potential connections to the Turkish government. Jason Walker reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Republican vice presidential nominee J.D. Vance says a man at the top of the GOP ticket has the best interests of law enforcement at heart.
We need a president, Donald J. Trump, who makes their job easier and not harder. We've got to cut out with the anti-law enforcement craziness. We've got to cut out with some of the policies that have come from the Harris administration that make it harder for the police to do their job.
Vance was speaking to the Milwaukee Police Association on Friday. This is SRN News. A victory for families trying to raise their children in the United Kingdom. Here's Michael Harrington.
The High Court of England and Wales has ruled that a ban on puberty-blocking drugs for children is lawful and can stay in place if the new Labour government desires. The previous regime adopted the ban under emergency powers after a government study concluded that helping kids live as the opposite sex is harmful to them. Transgender activists challenged the ban, but the High Court rejected the effort, leaving the future of the legislation up to lawmakers. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A judge says that Maine is not violating the constitutional rights of religious schools by requiring them to abide by a state anti-discrimination law to receive taxpayer-funded tuition assistance. The judge also acknowledged that a higher court will have the final say in that case. The lawsuit is one of two in Maine focusing on the collision between federal and state laws. This is SRN News. Some good news for U.S. economic allies. Japan's economy grew at an annual rate of 3.1% last quarter.
The economy rebounded from the contraction the previous quarter. Government data shows the world's fourth largest economy grew 0.8% in the fiscal first quarter. Japan's domestic demand in the April to June quarter grew a robust 3.5% on the back of healthy household consumption and private sector investments as well as government investments.
That is correspondent Jeremy House. Vice President Kamala Harris has unveiled her economic agenda in a speech in Raleigh, North Carolina. The Democratic nominee laid out her plans, including a proposal for a federal ban on what she called price gouging at the grocery store, as well as a $25,000 down payment to help for a certain first-time homebuyers. You'll find more on these stories at SRNnews.com.